Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori on the Premier Golf Viking River Cruise and cruising, I guess we can say, down the Seine River back to Paris where we started. And joining me here is Brent Jones from Denver. Brent, wow, is all I can say. We just saw a wedding here on the upper deck of the boat, and we're heading back to A Paris.
Yeah, I didn't realize they were going to have that sort of entertainment, but that was really big of Susie and Steve to pull off a wedding here as well. I think they took the captain a little bit off guard.
So tell me about this experience. Is this your first Premier Golf trip?
It's my first Premier Golf trip. It's not my first trip to Europe. In fact, we've been in this area before, which is one of the reasons why we were excited about coming back here. But it's been a wonderful experience so far.
Tell me about the combined Ryder Cup experience with the sightseeing and the boat cruise, of course.
Well, my wife has, let's say, less than the same amount of enthusiasm for golf that I do. So in order to sell the package, I had to tell her that it was going to be in Paris, and in which case she immediately got on board. So it's turned out to be a wonderful combination because that was what enticed her to come over here for the Ryder Cup. I got to see the Ryder Cup. She gets to return to Paris. So it was a great combination.
Something for everybody, whether you're a diehard golf fan or just a casual one, right?
Oh, absolutely. We brought a couple of friends of ours with us that had never been to Europe. And they are big golf fans, but they also wanted to see this area. So I don't think they could have been more pleased. They got to see some of the most wonderful sights in the world and also to witness the Ryder Cup.
What were your thoughts of the Ryder Cup now that it's over with? The American players are back home. And what were your thoughts just on the overall Ryder Cup?
Well, the Cup itself, it was a great sporting event. So no regrets there. Obviously, we would have liked to have seen a different outcome, but I can't say I was totally surprised. I actually did not expect the U.S. to win just because they struggled playing in Europe. But I was hoping they would fare a little bit better. But it's tough for them. I mean, having just come off major events, trying to deal with the jet lag, they don't have all of the fan support the European golfers have. So I wasn't completely surprised that it didn't turn out so well. Again, I would have liked for it to have been closer, but nevertheless, it was still a wonderful event to witness.
It's kind of fun to see how the Europeans host a Ryder Cup, right? And of course, they're used to winning over here. So, but from a spectator perspective, you got to see a lot of golf because the golf course, Le Golf National, was built so that it was really a good, you know, there were so many spots to really view the action.
Oh, absolutely. I commented to people several times that you couldn't ask for a better viewing venue. I had no idea where the course was actually constructed, and when we showed up for the first day, we thought the driver had taken a wrong turn. So it's not exactly what you expect, but once you get out on the course, you realize they did a wonderful job of designing the course to make it both a challenge for the golfers, but also it's very spectator friendly. So it was a beautiful area to watch 3 days of good golf.
What about the rest of the trip? What have been some of the highlights for you?
Probably the number one event was going to the Normandy coast, going to Omaha Beach and to the National Cemetery. I was there about 5 years ago for the first time, and I found it incredibly moving that time, but it was just as much so this time. I don't think you should ever pass up an opportunity to go there if you have the chance, and our friends felt the same way. That was the first time they'd seen it, but they thought it was very touching. So that had to be the highlight, but everything's been a good trip.
Veteran, Brett? No, okay. I didn't know if you were like one of the guys. It was so nice that they recognized, you know, veterans and did that special ceremony for all of us, you know, with the roses and the music, the taps, and very, very moving.
Well, and one thing, my father as well as my friend's father were both World War II veterans, and they've recently passed. So I think it had a, you know, particular meaning to us because although my dad wasn't, he didn't serve in the European theater in the war, he was on the Pacific side, it still brings back memories of the things he told me as a kid. I mean, I've always been a World War II history buff, and so I had heard a lot of these stories firsthand from him, but to see this, to see the history, it's just incredibly touching. And one of the things I noticed is when they played the national anthem, as it ended, you could hear some sniffles in the crowd. It's people of our generation are very moved by that sort of thing.
Yeah, no, I think it's important. I think any age should really experience that just so they can appreciate, you know, what it means to sacrifice and to honor our flag and, you know, to really appreciate our freedom as a country.
Oh, absolutely. It's just something that everyone should experience because it does give you a perspective. Also, when you're over in this area of the world, you realize how much the population in general sacrificed. I mean, Americans were fortunate that once they went home, they went back to a country that wasn't war-torn. But to see what the civilians went through over here, it leaves a very lasting memory.
Brent, I don't mean to be looking over your shoulder, but if you turn around, you're going to see an incredible cathedral. So I have to get this picture as I'm hosting this radio show. I mean, this is the Viking River Cruise Premier Golf, and we're traveling as we speak right down the Seine River here. It's just spectacular. It's a gorgeous day. The sun is out, not a cloud in the sky. I mean, does it get any better than this, Brent?
I have a glass of wine in my hand, so no, that's about as good as it does get. It's just a gorgeous day out here.
And who is this?
This is my lovely wife, Jamie.
Jamie, welcome to Sports Interview, Jamie, from Denver, Colorado. And talk about what has been the highlight of the trip for you.
I think visiting Giverny, I'm a gardener, so I really, really liked it. I'd been there before in the summer, and it is a different garden depending on what season you go to. This was the fall gardens, and I couldn't believe how much or how many flowers were in bloom and just beautiful. So that I'm all about the Impressionists and the art and the flowers and, you know, the joie de vivre.
I love it. I love your French accent, too. You said that so well. Giverny. It's just a beautiful language. Isn't French a beautiful language? And do you know French?
Oui, oui.
Oh, you do. Well, she's a good person to hang out with. She even can parler français. How do you like the spectacular scenery as we're going, you know, really boating down the Seine River? This is pretty special.
Oh, it's just beautiful, and the swans and ducks. And every so often, probably every 15 minutes, you see another old church or, architecture, and the tree-lined river is just beautiful.
It really is. There's so much history here and just so much beauty. And I think Premier Golf and Viking River did a really good job at, basically in a very relatively short period of time, offering so many different excursions to, you know, where we got a really great taste of what was in the area and the history. And it's very enlightening, very educational.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, vacationing can be tough work. We've been going nonstop, and I think that's why you're seeing so many people out here right now, is that they're actually at the point where it's like, oh, it'd just be so nice to set out in the sun and enjoy the cruise, because we really haven't done that today. We've had so many other wonderful activities to pick from that we have just been nonstop. So it's been a great itinerary. They did do a very good job of planning all the activities.
Right, it's packed with things that you can do, optional. You can stay on the boat if you'd like and just relax and enjoy the wine and the cheese and the bread and all the meals, or you can really go, and or a combination of both. And unfortunately, it's coming to an end soon, but it's been just a thrill meeting so many wonderful people, and you both as well. You're going to go on now and tour some other towns, or are you going back home?
We're actually going to spend the weekend in Paris. So we don't have to leave until Monday. So we decided we didn't have enough time on the front end, so we're going to spend a few extra days on Paris before we go home.
And you have your own translator. Oui.
We're going to go to the Impressionist Museum, Musée d'Orsay, for a few days, or for a day, and then see a few other things, maybe a little bit of Parisian shopping.
That sounds like a plan, and you'll see some of the paintings that Monet did himself, which are in that museum, correct?
Exactly. I had seen them many years ago when they were at the Jeu de Paume, and so I think this museum is going to be great because it's, you know, a renovated train station.
Yes, I've heard about that. I saw it on a boat cruise that we did before we got on this boat under the lights, and it was spectacular. And we saw, you know, the Eiffel Tower glittering and under the lights sparkling, and then we saw the Statue of Liberty, you know, the smaller version, not the one obviously as big as the one they gave to New York. But, well, listen, have a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much for being on Sports Interview, and a pleasure to meet you both.
Same here. Thank you very much.
Merci beaucoup.